led the way along the small side passage to the corner of one of the main corridors. He glanced around the angle of the white-painted walls, seeing that it was empty to the right. A series of closed doors led toward the central atrium of the complex. To the left, there was a small sec door, partly closed. Beyond it, Ryan could just make out what looked like a barred prison cell. Ryan retreated to rejoin the other two.
There could be guards to the left. There's a half-open door. And something that looks like a cell beyond it. What's there, Thea?
Experimental failures. They have to be kept locked away for their own safety.
What about Sekmen?
There's normally a pair of them, but it looks like the Institute is on alert with extra parties outside. So there might only be one man there.
Nope. I heard talking.
The way up to the right's clear and open, but we don't know what's behind that door to the left. Anyone could open it at any time, and we'd be cold-cocked. Yeah.
Thea Gibson looked from one face to the other.
You intend to creep along and murder those men?
Got it in one, lady. I guess that's why you're a white coat and I'm not.
If you see the unsuccessful experiments, you will hate me. You'll hate all of us.
Why?
Because there have to be sacrifices. For science to progress, there will be those who fall by the wayside. Melissa Crichton left us that firm, unshakable belief.
You can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs. Is that what you're saying?
Thea looked puzzled. Then the adage's meaning penetrated, and she nodded.
I guess so. We are simply more important than anyone outside the valley. The research matters, and it's so close. Any day now, any hour now.
Ryan's deep unease about why the Whitecoats wanted to get their hands on Christy became worse.
You want to wait here while we go and do the business with the Sekmen?
It would be better to go the other way. You truly wouldn't like to see the failed experiments in those rooms beyond the barred door. Trust me, please.
We trust you.
Ryan caught the expression on Trader's face. The older man had moved to stand directly behind the woman.
I know how much I owe you, but...
Trader shut off her words by clamping his hard left hand over her open mouth. His right hand gripped the hilt of his hunting knife, which he drove into Thea's back, just to the left of her spine, a handspan down from her shoulder. Ryan saw the shock in her face, the wall eyes widening, rolling toward the ceiling. The force of the blow nearly lifted the scientist off her feet. There was a rictus of pain as Trader twisted the knife while pulling it out, then drove it in again with ruthless force.
It's the best thing, Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan turned away and checked the corridor, but nobody had heard the slight scuffle. He looked back, seeing that Trader was lowering the corpse to the floor, a little blood seeping from her mouth. Crimson covered Trader's knife and hands.
She was readying herself to betray us. If you hadn't taken her out, I would have done it.
Trader wiped his knife on Thea's coat. He looked at the woman's rifle, considering whether to take it.
Nope. I'll stick with a good old Armalite.
We better see to the Sekmen.
After you.
There were two of them. As Ryan pushed the door open, using the barrel of the Sig Sauer, they didn't even look up.
Pair force takes one. Close the door behind you, asshole.
Quiet. Keep real quiet, and it'll be fine. Keep your cards in your hands, and your hands flat on the table there.
You're the two missing Outlanders. The two they went out to...
To what, son?
Trader pushed the muzzle of the Armalite under the Sekmen's chin, the foresight cutting the soft skin, a worm of blood crawling down toward his collar.
They went out to do what?
To chill you.
Why? What's going on in here?
The redhead's someone special. A mutie, but not gross. They got the rest of your party locked up. Once they're finished with the woman, they'll chill them all. That's what they told me.
Tell me what they want the woman for.
They're going to...
No! Don't tell them!
The older Sekmen kicked out, sending the table spinning over. Trader pulled the trigger of the Armalite. The 9mm round took off the top of the young Sekguard's skull, spraying blood and brains across the wall and ceiling. The older man had rolled away from the threat of the Sig Sauer, his hand groping desperately toward his silvered Mossberg that stood in one corner of the little room. Ryan shot him. Chunks of bloody flesh erupted from the older man's forearm, the 9mm round almost severing his wrist. The man rolled into the corner and huddled in a ball, the fingers of his shattered hand leaking blood in 5 pathetic trails across the clean plastic tiles of the floor.
No, no, please, please.
Ryan took careful aim.
Hopefully the door muffled the noise.
Ryan looked at the bolted door beyond.
Think there's more Sig guards in there?
Ryan laid a hand on the cold iron of the Sec bolt.
No. You wouldn't keep your Sec men behind a locked door. Must be those experimental failures that Thea told us about.
We're gonna take a look?
Might as well. Check the corridor first.
You telling me or asking me, Ryan?
Why? Does it make a difference?
It might.
I'm telling you.
What if I don't think that's a good idea?
Then you don't do it. I go and do it. Do you want to have a shootout over who checks the fucking corridor?
I'll tell you what. Why don't I go and check out the corridor?
Yeah, why don't you?
Trader opened the outer door and peered around it.
No sight, no sound.
Then we'll check out what's behind the bolted door. Best be quick. Won't be forever until someone finds the woman's body. Or the dead Sec Patrol.
What's written on those cards? Names of prisoners?
Codes, letters and numbers. Probably refer to the experiments they've been part of.
We gonna take us a look?
Yeah.
It seemed to Ryan that a very long time passed as they stared in silence at the hideously freakish occupant of the 8-foot square room. The lack of any sexual equipment, the ghastly parody of a face, the armless shoulders and the rows of tiny fingers that performed their silent rhythmic dance. The time was probably no longer than half a minute, though it seemed infinite. It was Trader who finally reached up and closed the slatted grill on the door.
I don't think I care all that much to look in on the other rooms, Ryan.
Ryan was overcome with a blinding realization that one of the cells might contain his dearest love, or whatever remained of her after the sick-brained whitecoats had finished their blasphemous games with her. He continued the search. The two companions saw all the same freakish creations that Mildred had seen as Ryan methodically worked his way down the line. Trader was clearly thrown by the diabolic transfigurations of humanity.
Let's just get the hell out of here. We've seen enough.
No. One last cell.
Well, I'll be damned.
The larger of the heads inside turned to peer toward the door.
Are you the new Sec man?
They don't look like Sec men.
Honey, what would you know?
I know from the way they look at me, admiring my breasts and thighs.
Your breasts and thighs? I think you mean my breasts and thighs, don't you?
You know, one dark night I shall place my hands around your fat neck and squeeze and squeeze.
And you know what would happen to you if I died, sister dear.
The lank-haired subsidiary head nodded slowly.
But the price might be worth the paying, sister dear.
Trader moved away, tapping Ryan on the shoulder.
Leave him be.
Not yet. Would you like to be released from here?
Released? Set free from here? Where would we go?
You can come with us.
Where, Outlander?
To rescue our friends before the Whitecoats experiment on them. You can have a blaster. We've chilled both the Sec men guarding you.
And would we kill some of the white coats?
That would be so pleasant, sister. I think we should accept the offer from the Outlander.
You said we waited an eternity already, and you spoke the truth.
I know I did.
I said you did.
I know you said I did.
Ryan turned to Trader.
Your decision, but I give you fair warning. One wrong step from either one of them, and I'll blow off both of their fucking heads.
Okay, come on out. Take clothes from one of the dead men and pick up a Mossberg for yourself. Yourselves.
The two-headed mutie emerged from the cell.
I'm Evangelina.
I'm Edna.
I thought we agreed on Evangelina.
Edna!
You won't need a name if you don't hurry the hell up.
The dominant head picked the more blood-stained and ragged uniform to cover her nakedness. The right hand had taken charge of the silvered Mossberg 12-gauge and now stood facing Ryan and Trader.
Can we go and start the repaying and the punishing?
Follow us.
Ryan took up the point skirmish